spending deadline extension. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The House signed on to it yesterday.
On this vote, the yeas are 224 and the nays are 201. The motion is adopted.
The Senate scheduled to vote today on that seven-day extension to the government spending authority, now set to run out at midnight tomorrow night. The extension will give budget negotiators extra time to complete a longer spending deal.
A more than $1.5 trillion measure funding government through the fiscal year.
And even then, the calendar will still make this a challenging sprint.
Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell is endorsing the agreement over the objection of House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
They should not jam us now. They should not jam the American public. We cannot afford it.
House Republicans say a better option is extending funding into early next year and taking up a broader spending package after the GOP takes control of the House.
Fox's Jared Halperin. More tornadoes yesterday in Louisiana, leaving a third person dead in 2 days. Among the areas hit yesterday, St. Charles Parish, west of New Orleans.
We literally had to come in and chainsaw our way through trees to get onto the roads to do to try to do recovery and life-saving measures that we could.
Sheriff Greg Champon, the atmosphere in the southeast is still volatile.
That severe weather risk is going to continue to march eastward, especially across southern Alabama, northern part of Florida, into Georgia as well.
National Weather Service meteorologist Jared Geyer, the blizzard that's been burying parts of South Dakota and northern Nebraska under heavy snow was forecast to taper off this morning. It won't. The blizzard warning has now been continued until midday tomorrow. The Fed boosted interest rates again yesterday. Its key rate now the highest it's been in 15 years. Fed Chair Jerome Powell suggesting the new year will bring more. Wall Street reacting. Early morning Dow futures are down nearly 300 points. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The exodus from large metropolitan areas in the U.S. continues.
An analysis by real estate company Redfin finds that almost a quarter of U.S. homebuyers in metro areas sought to leave their city in the 3 months ending in October, fleeing San Francisco, L.A., New York, D.C., Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Denver, Seattle, and Philadelphia, making the top 10. Homebuyers moving to less expensive and safer cities like Sacramento, Las Vegas, San Diego, Phoenix, and Dallas, five cities in Florida, Miami, Tampa, Cape Coral, Northport, Sarasota, and Orlando, making the top 10 that people are moving to. The number is up from roughly 18% in 2019 before the remote work era that gave many Americans more flexibility to relocate. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Twitter owner Elon Musk imposing new doxing rules to prevent the sharing of anyone's location in real time on the platform. This in response to a Twitter account that had automatically tracked Musk's private jet and estimated its carbon emissions. Musk blaming that account for what he called a crazy stalker who put his son in jeopardy. The book on executions is closed for 2022. Convicted killer Thomas Loden Jr. lethally injected in Mississippi last night. There were 18 executions this year. That's up from 11 a year ago. The World Cup finals are set.
It will be a matchup of soccer heavyweights, with defending champion France looking for back-to-back titles and Argentina trying to win a first World Cup for superstar Lionel Messi in what he has said will likely be his final try. France booked its return trip to the final with a 2-0 victory over Morocco in the semis, while Messi had a goal in Argentina's 3-0 victory over Croatia. France has a chance to be the first repeat champion at the event since Pelé in Brazil accomplished the feat in 1962. Coverage of the World Cup final will begin at 9 a.m. Eastern Time Sunday morning on Fox.
Fox's Eric Messersmith, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.